Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cuyahoga Live Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half full glass looks like a half in the cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn.
What's up, everyone in the UK and all over the world and some states, especially Maryland? Thank you so much for supporting this show. Texas, Randalltown, and Baltimore. I thank y'all for downloading this show and supporting it. I love y'all. And Wisconsin, the person or people who download the show in Wisconsin, thank you. And I just hope to get some more audience. So I'm going to give you some music, and I will be talking to you about more about scary places around the country and all. So listen to this, and I'll find some more stuff.
After all that has been,
Okay, people. Here's some more scary places that I found. And hopefully you'll enjoy them. I'm going to try to find you some creepy music, too. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find some nice music to go along with this. So work with me, people. And here we go. This is what I was looking for. Okay, it's turning down a little. And let the computer do the talking.
We use cookies to optimize your user experience with our website. Explore 6 of the world's most haunted forests. Are you feeling the spirit of Halloween yet? We at American Forests are sharing with you the spookiest forests from around the world. These are places where you will definitely spend half your time looking over your shoulder. That is, if the aliens, Sasquatches, and mysterious illnesses don't get you first. The Screaming Woods, sometimes conventionally known as the Daring Woods, haunt the outskirts of Cluckley, known to be Britain's most haunted village. We're beginning our list with these woods because, at worst, you may just go mad if you choose to visit them. Maybe, just maybe, you might get lost in the fog and never return, becoming one of the screaming drifters that give this place its name. Coming in at number 5 on our list, Epping Forest is an infamous burial ground for the murderers and victims alike of London. The notorious highwayman Dick Turpin used to operate out of this forest, robbing passersby, and his spirit is frequently encountered in the deepest, darkest knolls of this chilling thicket. That being said, the place could hardly be called dangerous, compared to what's next on the list. Really, Epping Forest earned its spot here because some say it breaks the laws of physics. Park your car in neutral at the base of Hangman's Hill, and it will be pulled upwards by the long-dead executioner's spectral rope. The locus of the notorious Bridgewater Triangle, Freetown State Forest owns the fourth spot on our list as the only representative from the United States. Located in southern Massachusetts, the local Wampanoag tribe cursed the forest when greedy chiefs sold the land in a shady deal without approval from the rest of his tribe. Now said to be home to mysterious creatures, UFOs, Sasquatches, and satanic cultists, the Freetown State Forest is not a place many want to be alone at night. Ask a friendly German what they think about the Black Forest, and they will tell you that it's a lovely place to go for an afternoon hike. But, don't let them fool you. This place is said to have been haunted for centuries, since long before the Brothers Grimm wrote down all of its happenings. Wizards, sorcerers, dwarves, nymphs, and even Freys Hudson, marksmen aided by the devil, wander about the Black Forest, steadfastly maintaining it as a sanctuary for the abnormal. We have two possibilities here, folks. Either these woods drive people into madness, or the mad are inexplicably drawn to these woods. Known as Yurei, the disturbed spirits of the dead resonate here with the possessive force, they don't want you to leave. For centuries, legend has it they have been luring souls to this forest. The sick, the agitated, the restless, the infirm, and the disturbed have been coming here to end their lives early. Watch out for the skeletons. Credit, Jerdy Meow via Wikimedia Commons. Known to be the most haunted place on our planet, the Hoyabachu Forest easily claims the top spot on our list. Don't go here, if you are one to believe in haunted legends. Many say just walking through these woods will inflict you with nausea, headaches, and anxiety, and that's only if they decide to leave you alone. Studies have shown that the Hoyabachu Forest is an entryway to other dimensions, and that visitors from the spirit realm frequently use it to enter our world. These outside influences have shaped the local vegetation, many of the trees grow in crazy, warped patterns, and there is a large circle in the middle of the woods where absolutely no life can grow at all.
Wow. Wow. Ain't that's crazy, ain't it? Wow. These are some of the 6 top 100 falls in the world. I really think that you should not go to these falls, okay? According to what they were saying, these are some really, really crazy things that, I don't know, will you go to these falls? This, you know, I would like to know, are you brave to go to these falls? I mean, is it say what they said it is? I don't know, man. I'm getting goosebumps right now. So I'm 27 of the most haunted places in America that fans need to visit. Okay. The White House. What the heck? These put to be 27 places, most haunted places in America that people need to go visit. And you can plan your trip here, right on this website, you know. It's called Country Life Living. Country Living website. Wow. I'm amazed at some of these places. Yeah, I can just get the computer running like it's supposed to. Supposed to have 10G Wi-Fi. Seems like I only got 2G. Messing with Comcast, you know. These are some of the haunted Emmerville Harbor House in Emmerville, New York. This is where they made the movie at, right here. At this house, Annville, New York, and I was planning to go to this place when I go to New York, you know. Wow, man. Can't believe they had the White House on it. they had to know Donald Trump. Did they put the White House in here? 27 of the most haunted places in America that fans have to go see. Okay. If you haven't went to see these places yet. I'm gonna let you listen to the computer.
27 of the most haunted places in America that horror fans need to visit. Trust Us, These Aren't for the Faint of Heart, by Jessica Lee Mattern and Blair Donovan. If you're the kind of person for whom the best ghost movies get your blood pumping and your adrenaline racing, you might also get a thrill from visiting some haunted sites in real life. If you've ever wondered, what are the best haunted places near me? Then this roundup of the most haunted places in America is perfect for you, especially near Halloween. Grab your friends and plan a road trip to the most haunted hotels in America, along with ghost-filled homes, eerie prisons, and other scariest places across the country. A ghost tour can be an unforgettable outing, say at the Emlyn Visick Estate in Cape May, New Jersey, which allegedly boasts a handful of mysterious presences. Or take a self-guided adventure through the Waverly Hills Sanatorium, a former tuberculosis hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. You may even recognize a few supernaturally searched spots from popular literature or films. Fans of The Shining can get a taste of the inspiration behind the Stephen King book-turned-movie with an overnight stay at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. And perhaps most notable of all, although sadly not open to the public, you can still snap a few photos of the actual Amityville Horror House in New York. From New Orleans to California and
I'll be right back, people. Okay, people, I'm back. Let's find out some of the top 100 places that you can visit.
And everywhere in between, each ghoulish locale will serve up spooks like you've never seen before. White House in Washington, D.C. That's right, one of the most famous places in the entire country is also haunted. The sightings are numerous and have been experienced by everyone from Winston Churchill, who reportedly stumbled into the ghost of Lincoln one night, to Ronald Reagan. There's even a demon cat in the basement whose sighting foretells a national disaster. Plan your trip. Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. Built in the 1800s by George Washington Vanderbilt II, the grand home didn't see its first paranormal activity until after Vanderbilt's passing, when his heirs decided to open the home to the public. The voice of Vanderbilt's wife is just one spooky encounter visitors report. The hidden doors and passageways only add to the effect. Plan your trip. Pittick Mansion in Portland, Oregon. At the cusp of the Portland's industrialization, pioneers Henry and Georgiana Pittick built their dream home, and, some would argue, never left. The historic site functions as a museum today, but instances of a moving portrait and wafts of roses, Georgiana's favorite flowers, have all been reported. Plan your trip. St. Augustine Lighthouse in St. Augustine, Florida. There's no shortage of eerie instances running amok at the St. Augustine Lighthouse, so much so that ghost hunters even paid the spot a visit. Past lighthouse keepers, as well as two sisters who died on the premises, still apparently roam the structure. Staff members have also allegedly reported finding doors mysteriously unlocked after returning in the morning. Plan your trip. Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia. Also appearing on Ghost Hunters, this asylum opened its doors to mentally ill patients in the mid-1800s and officially shut down in 1994. But that hasn't stopped its bevy of apparitions and sounds, presumably from deceased patients, from spooking 21st century visitors. Plan your trip. Kill House in Savannah, Georgia. You're never strapped with the supernatural in Savannah, which has been deemed one of the country's most haunted cities. Exhibit A, the Keel House, formerly home to the 12-person Keel family in the Get Funeral Home. While unconfirmed, there are also beliefs that two of the Keel children died within the mansion, adding more fuel to the paranormal fire. Plan your trip. RMS, Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. You'll need your sea legs, and a bit of bravery to board this haunted vessel, which coincidentally ran its last voyage on Halloween 1967. Now permanently docked in Long Beach, California, the RMS. Queen Mary is believed to host spirits of deceased crew and passengers from its former 31-year tenure at sea. Book a haunted encounter tour to potentially encounter the alleged lady in white and even various children. Plan your trip. Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Claiming ownership in the 1930s, Norman Baker posed as a doctor and rebranded the Crescent Hotel into a faux cancer hospital. Fast forward to present day, when several ghosts, including Dr. Baker himself and a patient known as Theodora, have interacted with guests at the rightfully deemed America's most haunted hotel. Staff has also noted an instance of visitors becoming faint during tours at the exact same spot, directly above the old morgue. Plan your trip. LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans, Louisiana. Named for its master, Madame Marie Delphine LaLaurie, who even inspired a character on American Horror Story. Coven, this French Quarter fixture gets referred to by locals simply as the Haunted House. The mansion earned its moniker after a fire broke out in 1834, which exposed a part of the home where seven enslaved people had been bound in chains and starved. Moans from these people are still said to resonate within the home, which is now privately owned. While you won't be able to step inside and see for yourself, you can make a pit stop through a New Orleans ghost tour. Plan your trip. Iolani Palace in Honolulu, Hawaii. Before Hawaii became an American territory, King Kalakaua built this modern fortress in 1882, where he lived with his wife, Queen Kapi'olani, and sister, Queen Liliuokalani, who took over the throne after his death. Now functioning as a public museum, Iolani Palace still holds ties to its past royal residence. Security guards claim to see Queen Liliuokalani's ghost roaming the grounds in the early mornings, along with hearing one of the property's pianos unexpectedly playing. Plan your trip. Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast in Fall River, Massachusetts. This isn't your standard New England B&B. The haunted home was the site of two violent murders in 1892, Lizzie Borden's father and stepmother. Many place the blame on Lizzie herself, who was tried and later acquitted for the case. Brave souls can book an overnight stay in the same room where Abby Borden passed away, or go ghost hunting through one of the site's paranormal nights. Plan your trip. Amityville Horror House in Amityville, New York. You've probably seen your fair share of Amityville scares on the big screen, but the real-life home that since inspired a handful of films is almost as creepy as the Hollywood portrayals. The site marks the spot where Ronald DeFeo shot and killed his parents and siblings in 1974, and the next family to call the place home only lasted a mere 28 days before moving out. You can guess why. After new ownership and an address change to ward off hordes of visitors, the house is currently off-limits to the public, but you can still head to Ocean Avenue to see the facade for yourself. Plan your trip. The Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Both movie buffs and ghost hunters will want to pay a visit to the Ohio State Reformatory. The former prison, which is where The Shawshank Redemption was filmed, is rumored to be haunted by former inmates, its past superintendent and his wife, and the previous farm boss and his family who were murdered outside the building. Visitors can tour this 132-year-old Mansfield, Ohio, institution year-round. Plan your trip. The Grove in Jefferson, Texas. This Jefferson, Texas, landmark, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, is said to be haunted by several spirits including a lady in white. Though no one knows exactly what went on at the Grove, several former homeowners, neighbors, and locals have shared tales of scary sightings. Tours are available throughout the year, but reservations are required. Plan your trip. Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Before it was a tourist attraction, the Eastern State Penitentiary was a prison known for its severe punishments and famous inmates like Alphonse Scarface Capone. The 197-year-old Philadelphia landmark is open to the public for daytime tours, Halloween attractions, and even private paranormal investigations on special nights from 9 p.m. To 1 a.m. plan your trip. Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina. Over the years, both staffers and visitors have become acquainted with the Pink Lady, a guest that's taken up residence in the Asheville, North Carolina's Grove Park Inn. The phantom supposedly haunts room 545, lingers throughout the hotel, and likes to play harmless pranks on those who work the stay there. Check it out for yourself by booking a stay. Plan your trip. The Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. The former home of Sarah Winchester, the late rifle heiress who inspired the 2018 movie starring Helen Mirren. The enormous Winchester Mystery House is said to host friendly spirits, including one nicknamed the Wheelbarrow Ghost. While no one can prove a connection to paranormal activity, it's one heck of a dark and spooky mansion with more than 160 rooms, a door that leads to nowhere, and more quirky features. Plan your trip. The Whitney Restaurant in Detroit, Michigan. Stop by the Whitney Restaurant in Detroit, Michigan, for dinner or a drink at its ghost bar, and you may find yourself in the company of the original homeowner, David Whitney, or his wife, Flora, whose spirits supposedly lurk around the building. But don't worry, the phantoms that tend to drop in seem to be friendly, according to employees. Plan your trip. Barahack Settlement in Pomfret, Connecticut. Once a village of Welsh settlers, this set of ruins in Pomfret, Connecticut, is now nicknamed the Village of Ghostly Voices for its infamous paranormal activity, which includes rumors of bizarre sounds and visits from creepy creatures. Though it was once a tourist attraction for ghost hunters and teens looking for thrills, it's now currently closed to the public. Plan your trip. The Don Cesar Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. This pretty pink palace in St. Petersburg, Florida, was originally created as a way for its founder to remember his lost love. Now it's also home to his ghost, according to staffers who have claimed to see and experience some crazy phenomenons there. The Don Cesar Hotel's fifth floor, which is where the founder once lived, is said to be especially filled with unusual activity. Find out if the rumors are true by stopping by, booking a seaside stay. Plan your trip. Seven of the most haunted places in America that horror fans need to visit. Trust Us, These Aren't for the Faint of Heart, by Jessica Lee Mattern and Blair Donovan. If you're the kind of person for whom the best ghost movies get your blood pumping and your adrenaline racing, you might also get a thrill from visiting some haunted sites in real life. If you've ever wondered, what are the best haunted places near me? Then this roundup of the most haunted places in America is perfect for you, especially near Halloween. Grab your friends and plan a road trip to the most haunted hotels in America, along with ghost-filled homes, eerie prisons, and other scariest places across the country. A ghost tour can be an unforgettable outing, say at the Emlyn Visick Estate in Cape May, New Jersey, which allegedly boasts a handful of mysterious presences. Or take a self-guided adventure through the Waverly Hills Sanatorium, a former tuberculosis hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. White House in Washington, D.C. That's right, one of the most famous places in the entire country is also haunted. The sightings are numerous and have been experienced by everyone from Winston Churchill, who reportedly stumbled into the ghost of Lincoln one night, to Ronald Reagan.
Having some problems with the computer.
There's even a demon cat in the basement whose sighting foretells a national disaster. Plan your trip.
This started
Biltmore
over
Estate
again.
In Asheville, North Carolina. Built in the 1800s by George Washington Vanderbilt II, the grand home didn't see its first paranormal activity until after Vanderbilt's passing, when his heirs decided to open the home to the public. The voice of Vanderbilt's wife is just one spooky encounter visitors report. Ghost. While no one can prove a connection to paranormal activity, it's one heck of a dark and spooky mansion with more than 160 rooms, a door that leads to nowhere, and more quirky features. Plan your trip. The Whitney Restaurant in Detroit, Michigan. Stop by the Whitney Restaurant in Detroit, Michigan, for dinner or a drink at its ghost bar, and you may find yourself in the company of the original homeowner, David Whitney, or his wife, Flora, whose spirits supposedly lurk around the building. But don't worry, the phantoms that tend to drop in seem to be friendly, according to employees. Plan your trip. Barahack Settlement in Pomfret, Connecticut. Once a village of Welsh settlers, this set of ruins in Pomfret, Connecticut, is now nicknamed the Village of Ghostly Voices for its infamous paranormal activity, which includes rumors of bizarre sounds and visits from creepy creatures. Though it was once a tourist attraction for ghost hunters and teens looking for thrills, it's now currently closed to the public. Plan your trip. The Don Cesar Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. This pretty pink palace in St. Petersburg, Florida, was originally created as a way for its founder to remember his lost love. Now it's also home to his ghost, according to staffers who have claimed to see and experience some crazy phenomenons there. The Don Cesar Hotel's fifth floor, which is where the founder once lived, is said to be especially filled with unusual activity. Find out if the rumors are true by stopping by, booking a seaside stay. Plan your trip.
Well, this is the Sea Hotel in Colorado. The computer is not reading everything, and it's skipping. It's only going to this right here. I don't know why it won't read the whole damn thing, and all. But you can plan a trip to this. It's called the Eastern Park, Colorado. The Sand Hotel in Eastern Park, Colorado. And they also got gold mine in Big Bird, Arizona. This date was back to 1863. The golden mine was once built in horror in Wickedness, Arizona. Wow. And you can plan your trip. And sounds on audio video back in 2010. See it all for yourself. With a guided tour of the mine and its ghost town, which are often throughout the year. And you got the Waverly Hill Cemetery in Lordville, Connecticut. And this one was 1910, Woodland Hill, Savannah, once seven of ASA hospital, Somali and totally in care. Unfortunately, it often become the last house for many of its patients. Whoa. And you can stop by and a guided tour surrounding a guide tour on the somebody. Tour on somebody floors in a private overnight visit. Wow, that's cool. And 24, the Eastern the Everett Cycle Eastern in Carter, Maine, New Jersey. I think it's CAPE, May, New Jersey. This visit house and mansion is just one of the many local haunted attendant in history. Oh, New Jersey, and while it is not clear that spirits still link there and what they are trailing or no to Aaron Park, and they are ready of wow. So you can plan your tour And I think number 25, McPike Mention in Allen, Chicago, Illinois. Lake Adam, what's that? Mosley in Adam, Illinois. And it looked like an old house. The history of McPike Mansion, which had been around since 1869, was once a family house that does not support a high spirit. No one knows especially that they tranny are into the Aaron house. Wow. You can plainly tell it. Once again, this is Country Living website. Country Living website. This www Country Living website. Country Living Warehouse. CountryLiving.com. Okay? You know what to do. You know how to work a computer. And they give you the 27 top most visit haunted places. Okay? Go there. Plan a tour with your family. Halloween time and all. Go to this website. Plan a trip and all. That's what I'm going to do when I go across the country. And
it's time for bed.
X Motel House in Wichita Village, Idaho. See just how bad Belly you are, brave you are, by booking a overnight stay at the Visit X Mansion Mansion House in Wildermont, Idaho. The house, which was the site of 8 members back in 1912, had become known for its sunny slant and courts. No. Whoa. Okay. And this is number 27 on the Country Living website. These are pretty good places, people. Halloween will be coming up soon, before you know it. And you can plan a trip to these places. If you go to this website, it will take you right to it. It will say right here at the green button right here, plan your trip. And some of these places do look spooky. I mean, they look off balance. I would love to visit them all 27. You know, especially Emmerville Harbor House in New York, Ocean Drive. That's where that's at. But it's up to y'all, my fans. I'm giving it to you. You know, I'm giving it to you. Much as I can. This internet supposed to be 10 G's. But I got Comcast, Infinity Comcast, and it don't seem like it is working at all. I don't understand paying all this money for something. I don't understand. No. Let's check this out. Wow. And they also got story details on the houses and stuff like that. If you click on the website, and they got little where you can click and read on the stories and stuff like that on the place that you go to. Roger really White House ghost stories. And he tells his favorite White House ghost stories. This would probably be a pretty cool website, you know. Wow. I would love it. They wouldn't have all these stupid ads on these websites and stuff. Maybe your computer will work. Stupid shit, slow your stuff down. Some really cool stuff, guys. And I don't know. It's up to y'all. You know, y'all the fans. I give it to you. You know, and I find it for you. These are some of the stories that things I'm going to do. I just click on one of the websites. It says you can get your tickets and stuff like that. Our story and everything. And they got a lot of stuff right here. And just go to the website. It's called Country Living. Country Living. Okay? Country Living. You go to the website and you can click on the stories of the house and stuff like that. And this gives you a lot of details on the website and the places in that area and stuff like that. Okay? Stay overnight. I don't know about that, but whoa. They make it look good, but I really don't know. They say this is a haunted place. Oh boy. God forgive me. And number three, let me click on this. See if they have a website. I can't wait till I get my regular computers, cause maybe they'll go more faster than this. These computers I had them for a long time. Also, this website number three, as you go to Country Living, you will see the number three. Ghost hunted places, and they got a tickets thing where you can purchase your tickets and stuff. It says learn more, buy tickets, so on. Admission, oh, they got the admission too. Members free, $14. Citizens 65 and older, $12.50, and young ones is 10, 6 to 18. Children under 6 is free. So, you must got stories of the Haunted Mansion and stuff like that. Wow. the Lighthouse. This is in Florida, guys. I think somewhere in Florida. Just go to the web house. It will give you ideas and places and give you the information you need. No, my reading ain't that good. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. And too bad if you think I am. I'm not. I don't care what you think. This is the Lighthouse in New York. And they let you come and visit. And all. Wouldn't it be cool if they let you stay overnight? That would be cool. So this is the lighthouse and everything, and it looked pretty cool. It show you inside the lighthouse, the website. You can click onto the website too. And I'm on number 3, and it's the lighthouse in New York. And you can click on all of these and take you to the websites. And you can purchase tickets and stuff like that. Okay? Yeah, get your tickets. Yeah. So, I guess it's pretty cool. I mean, wow. Okay, here's the Psycho House. Also appearing on Ghost Hunted, this asylum opened in its doors to the mental ill patients in the mid-1800s. And after shutting its doors in 1994, wasn't that long, but that had not stopped its burden of appearance and sounds of patients from speaking 21st century visitors. Wow. Test. Oh God. Yeah, that place is spooky. You gotta check this website out and click on all the places that you can go. They all got websites. I mean, I think it's closed for walk-in tours. Damn. They closed it. Closed for walk-in tours. April 8th, 2023 to November 12th, 2023. History tour. Listen every hour on the hour. Patients tour. Listen every 2 hours. The last first floor tour and 5 p.m. and this late last floor, fourth floor tour last at 4 p.m. Okay? So you can give a tour of the place. Yeah, and they also hiring people, so they must need some people to do tours and stuff. This is a sane asylum for the ill patients. And I think it's in New York or one of these places. Let me go back to the website. West Virginia. got the Ken House in Sunny, Georgia. So these is just some of the places that you can visit and everything. Let me get my computer back up. There's some of the places that you can visit and really spooky if you like stuff like that. I just wanted to get this stuff out to you, okay? And I know you probably like stuff like that. If you do like stuff like that, like I said, just go to this website called Country Living and countryliving.com and just click on all the pictures. It's 27 most haunted places, and it will take you right to the warehouse web pages, and also you can plan your trip. It got plan your trip on here, and it probably will just take you to the warehouse so you can plan your trip. But it's pretty good, and this is some of the things I like to do. I would love to do when I go cross country, and I can't wait till I do. I gotta get out of this place. I mean, also I was online looking for a new place, and I think I found one right in my price range. So I'm thinking about maybe moving real soon, not waiting for next year. You know, if I can get this place and get my credit up where I need it, maybe I can get it. But I'm going to try for the first or second time. I'm going to try it the first time. If they turn me down, I'm going to apply again. And hopefully my credit will be good. You know, but this place that I found is perfect, people. I think it's right in Owens Mills, too. Ain't that far from Walmart. And Walmart, Supermart, whatever they call it, Super Walmart, right on Reisertown Road in Reynoldstown, Owens Mills. And, well, anyway, it's perfect for me. You know, it's right around my price range. And I've been itching to move. Itching to move. And I just asked all my church people and Christians, pray for me that I will move. I will get this place. Okay? It is right in my price range, and I can afford it. I can really afford it, you know. And I think I want it. I just want this. I gotta have it. Let me close some of this stuff up, because this will be the last one. I gotta learn how to work this iMac computer. It's not like Windows computer. It's kind of difficult. Now I'll open another page. Okay, now it's closed. I just had to I'm using the one. I had to close that window. And I'm just using the window that I'm working with and everything. And save these pages and save my spot so I won't lose it. But 780 to 9. Come back here. Yeah, $780 to $995. That's how much it is. And it's 510 to 1030 square feet. One bedroom to two bedrooms, bathroom, and one bedroom to two bedrooms. Yeah, I definitely can afford this. Parkwood Park apartments in Randallstown. So, is any family living in there? If I do get the place, to I'll let y'all know. I don't want to get the address or nothing out, because I just don't want some of my kids know where I'm at. But and all. But I'll let everybody know if any family listening to the show. Okay. And I already gave the name to the apartment, so hopefully none of the kids like Michael or Maya listening to the show. I just don't want them to know where I'm at. No. It's not like I'm scared of them, because I'm not. But just don't want to deal with that drama they have right now. I need more time to myself. Get myself together. Because after 2022, I need some time. And I'm going to take all the time that I need. I'm going to do me. And I don't care who don't like it. I'm going to do me. So, any of the kids listening, you heard what I said. I'm going to do me. And you can think whatever you want of me. Because after what you did last year, and lied to me, and fake it, yeah. You thought your dad was stupid. Ain't stupid. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Better take a look at the other parent that had you. You know, but ain't nothing wrong with me. Young son, the youngest boy, threatening me and everything. Oh, I got something for you. You can try it, but you ain't gonna live through it. Because his mother told him, oh, he did this to you. I ain't did nothing to him. Nothing but play with him. And glad that I had a son, second son. You know? But enough of that. I know my audience is tired of hearing that. I am tired of telling it. Because I'm doing really good by the grace of God. And I don't have to look in back at me. Because I got people praying for me. I got family praying for me. And I don't need to think about the past. Remember the past. Don't repeat the past. But don't think about it. You got a lot ahead for you. Got another book coming out. And get ready to get me. Hopefully I can get me this apartment. And so much more. So much more that's ahead. I don't need to be thinking backwards. I need to be thinking forward. And I got podcasts. And I got a wonderful fans. So I think I ran over my time. Yep. Gotta go, people. I ran over my time. Almost an hour or something. And I'll see you on the next episode of Call You Like a Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Love everybody. Love your brothers and sisters, Heavenly Father, and everything. We all brothers and sisters in this world, and we all be in heaven soon. And as we will be in heaven as well. So remember, love your neighbors and live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And I love you all. And Ashley, and we love you. Hit it.